We're doing the Sidra Kabbalah, and the Meiri had taught us that the goal of the Dora Palaga was to ensure that people would forget about Hashem. And he described how the Midrashim of Chazal come to mean that. And he described how the Levina, Hayalem Na'avin, the different concepts that Levina and Avin refer to. And now the Meiri continues and says, V'im kol zeh ayu b'chol hadorot yechidim machzikim bebrit ve'emuna. Each generation had its people who were faithful to the covenant with Hashem, to the faith of Hashem. Lo nitpasamu etzleinu. The Torah doesn't tell us who they were. The exceptions are mentioned in the Torah. You have a few people who are worth mentioning, that they were honorable, they were worth mentioning. Them is Man HaRishon, and the Torah begins and tells us, Adam, Veshet, Uvizman She'enosh V'ador HaMabul, Chanoch U'mtushelach V'noach, and from the time of Enosh till the flood, the only people worth mentioning who were... who stuck to the emuna was Chanoch, Metushelach, and Noach. Uvezman shemina Mabul ador haPalaga Shem ve'Ever. And the only two who we know of from the Mabul till the Palaga were Shem and Ever. V'chol eila haya lehem chevrat mera'im rabim ve'nechbadim nimshachim ledotehem derech limud. But you should know that all these individuals had their group. Meaning the Torah tells us about Adam and Shet, they had their following. The Torah tells us about Shem and Ever, they had their friends, they had their whole social scene. People who were respectable, who went with their way of thought, with their beliefs. I don't know, but he's not the only one who says it. The Rambam also says it. I guess, yeah. You could see the Sedra Dorot by Rav Halperin when he discusses the years that the Torah describes, this one lived this much years and this one lived that much years. He describes over there the machloket, how to understand those psukim. Now over there he also describes, so were these the yotzim min haklal or were these the klal? Did the average person live such long lives or did everyone live such long lives? And there he goes into this as well. אבל לא זכו כל כך להשפיע לזולתם דרך דרישת רבים והשתדל להפוך אל עמים רבים שפה אחת ברורה. But they were not successful to get everyone to go their way. They were not successful to get the people, and they were not successful in convincing people that this was the way to live. Meaning you had individuals and they had their group. But these individuals were not able to influence the masses. רק דרך לימוד בבתיהם לנמצאים אותם, לנמשכים אחיהם. They had their own groups, they had their own shiurim. People who were their followers would come to their house and learn, and that was it. The people who were their followers, they knew how to go in the way of Hashem. But they didn't have great influence. ואף על פי שבא הקבלה בשם ועבר שהיו אוכלוסי הנמשכים אחיהם מרובים, even though we have on tradition, it says in the Medrash Rabbah, that Shem and Ever had a whole base medrash, they had a big following. מכל מקום רוב העולם נמשך אחר אותם האמונות הנפסדות. But the majority of the world went with the incorrect philosophies of the pagans. ועובדי עבדה זרה. והיה עולם מתנודד והולך וגדל בעקבות האמונות הרעות ההם. And the world was shaking, quivering, so to speak, as more and more people were following these erroneous beliefs. ובני העלייה הולכים ומתמעטים מחלים. And there were less and less people who actually believed in Hashem. עד שהגיע הזמן לאברהם אבינו עליו השלום. We see a trend in the world. The monotheists were diminishing. The pagans were multiplying, and they were the ones who had the stronger following, and the numbers of the monotheists were dwindling until Avraham Avinu. שנולד אחר הזמן הנזכר קופצדי בית שנים. He was born 192 years later than earlier mentioned. הוקדש מרחם ומלידה ומבית ומהיריון. And he was set aside by Hashem already from his mother's womb, from birth, from the pregnancy. מבית אסורים יצא למלוך. He walked out of jail to be king of everyone. ומאור כשדים ניצל, and he was saved from the furnace. להציל עם עצום עושה דברו, to save the great nation that would do Hashem's word. לחבר על עם השם ולהשיב את נדחו. To atone for Hashem's nation and bring back all those who were distanced. So the Meiri uses poetic form here, but really, the Meiri is referring to many, many concepts in this short poem he just said. He's referring to the fact that Avram was a concept from before creation, already from pregnancy. There are midrashim that say that when Avram was born, Nimrod saw in the stars that there would be a boy born who would threaten his kingdom, and he demanded all baby boys be killed. And Avram's mother went out to a cave and gave birth to him. There's a whole midrash about it, different midrashim about how Avram came to be, because Nimrod was killing every baby boy because his stargazer saw there would be a boy born now who would threaten Nimrod.
It's the famous source, Father Nimrod. Father Nimrod.
Maybe the tune.
Avram Avinu.
Yeah.
That's all. It's just a midrash.
Ah, yeah, that's this midrash. Okay.
That Nimrod saw the star. So
this medrash is brought in Rav Eisenstein's book, Motzal Midrashim. I don't know if it has another source. Then he says, "Mibet Asurim yatzal limloch," that Avram Avinu technically went from jail to being king. That needs explanation. There's a long discussion in Chazal as to what happened with Avram Avinu when he was in jail. One source, the Rambam writes that he wrote the Ramban we saw writes that he wrote a whole philosophical work teaching people why to be monotheists, what Chazal call Masechta Avodah Zarah Shel Avraham Avinu. Chazal say Avraham Avinu wrote a Masechta Avodah Zarah, 400 chapters. The Ramban says, what does that mean? So the simple understanding is the laws of Avodah Zarah, what's prohibited? The Ramban says, no, it's his philosophical work that he wrote in jail. And there's a whole medrash, they put him in a jail that was dark for 7 years, and after 7 years, if a person has seen no light, if they expose them to light, then they go blind. And Hashem made a great miracle that Avram wouldn't go blind. Now the whole medrash of Ur Kasdim, we know the famous medrash where he destroyed his father's idols and was thrown into the burning furnace. Latzil am atzum oseh dvaro. Avram was meant to save the great nation. How does Avram save us? Avram lo yoshienu, the Pasuk says. But Chazal say that any time a person goes to Gehenim, Avram checks if he has a brit milah, Avram Avinu pulls him out. Unless he lived with a non-Jewish woman. Any Jew that lived with a non-Jewish woman, that causes his arla to grow back, and then Avram doesn't recognize him. That's what the Medrash says. So it says, so Avram Avinu is la'atzil am atzum oseh dvaro. He saves the great nation who does Hashem's word. Lechaper alam Hashem. That's a separate discussion. La'ashiv et nidacho, to bring back those that were distanced. That also needs its own discussion. So the Miri continues. I guess we'll pick up here next week. B'tchilat limudo. Okay.